This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Do not think for a second that the ban on TikTok is a good idea. And the bill is going to give the government more authority to spy on you. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Look, I'm not a particular fan of TikTok. I don't use it, and I'm sure China's spying on me, which is why I don't use it. But banning an app is a very, very dangerous thing to do. It's also impossible to do. And in the process of banning it, the government is about to try to get a whole lot more power over you. Even Tucker Carlson last night said exactly what I said yesterday on the show, because I think people listen to the show who might work for him, which is fine. It's great. It's a wonderful thing. But he said last night, the bill isn't really about banning TikTok. It's never about what they say it is. Instead, this bill would give enormous and terrifying new powers to the federal government to punish American citizens and regulate how they communicate with each other. For example, the bill would regulate certain transactions between persons in the United States and foreign adversaries. Now, what's a foreign adversary? And who gets to decide? The Secretary of Commerce and the Department and the Director of National Intelligence, not Congress. They get to decide what foreign adversaries are. Well, that ought to trip a switch in your brain, and then the transactions with foreign adversaries would include, ready? Any acquisition, importation, transfer, installation, dealing in, or use of any information and communications technology, product or service, including ongoing activities such as mandated services, data transmission, software updates, repairs, or the provision of data hosting services. Basically anything. Anything. Under this bill, if you engage in any of that with a so-called foreign adversary, as determined by, in this case, the Biden administration, that would allow the Secretary of Commerce, Gina Raimondo, and the Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, to decide whether you're acting in the interest of a foreign adversary. Again, Carlson says, that's another term that the executive branch, the Secretary of Commerce, gets to define without the interference of Congress. So if the Biden administration decides that you're doing this, then the Secretary of Commerce can then enforce any mitigation measure to address any risk arising from any covered transaction with any person or with respect to any property subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. And these covered transactions can involve current, past, or potential future transactions. And the mitigation measures include, but are not limited to, throwing American citizens in prison for 20 years. The legislation is hardly about banning the social media app, but instead introduces totalitarianism into our system and attempts to make the United States more like China by controlling the American population. As Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out, Tucker Carlson and Senator Rand Paul are all worried about government overreach and how they could abuse this power, but the establishment in both parties is pushing it. Big tech is all in, and Facebook is funding the push to ban TikTok. So you have to understand something. Clearly, this is not a good thing. The other point, too, that I want to make on this, and I think it's worth noting, is that where the hell does the government of the United States get the ability to make determinations about what a foreign adversary is without going through Congress? You know, when the Constitution was written, it was very, very obvious that they wanted the Congress to be able to be the arbiter of all things when it came to foreign policy. That's why Congress declares war, for example, not the president of the United States. Now, Joe Biden has declared war against Ukraine, and Joe Biden's all in on against Russia, and Joe Biden's all in on this. But we're talking about now the potential for World War III. Don't you think stuff like this should be debated among members of Congress? And if Congress can't pass a decision, that's okay, because that's the way the republic is supposed to work. A very, very slow, deliberative process for a reason, so that we don't rush into things. Also, I understand everybody keeps saying that TikTok is a security risk. Well, then fine. I have said, well, then do not let employees of the federal government use the app as part of their employment agreement with the United States of America. They can't use the app. Done. Nobody has yet to even argue how they could ban the app. But let's say hypothetically, they ban TikTok. They use this 55-page bill, which gives the government more power over you, more power to regulate, more power to spy on you, more power to get into your business and potentially turn you into an adversary of the United States of America. What happens when your 17-year-old downloads TikTok using a third-party VPN that is based in China? Does the FBI get to come to your door and knock your door down in the middle of the night with guns drawn? You bet. Under this bill? Absolutely. And if you don't know any better, or if you know, it doesn't matter. They can take your house. They can take your money. They can take everything. You know, at the very height of civil forfeiture, one of the big cases in Philadelphia, one of the more famous ones, was a grandparents, kids living with the grandparents, kids down the driveway, buys pot, and then they lose their home because a drug activity was occurring on the property. If you think that that's bad, wait until they find out that your kid, your teenage daughter or son, is using TikTok and you happen to be a pain in the government's ass. Wait till you see what they can do to you, because it happened in your home. And who can say who really downloaded the app? Who can say who used this third-party VPN? Who can say who wasn't engaged with the Russian adversary? I got other questions, too. What happens if you go to a site that's hosted by a Russian server and you're a pain in the neck to the government? I mean, the IRS knocked on Matt Taibbi's door. What do they do when you start accessing, or your teenage son in puberty starts accessing online pornography that's based in Russia, for example? And then, you know, you happen to be somebody who the government doesn't like. They have every right under this bill to smash your door in the middle of the night and take you away and seize your home and your assets. And then good luck. I mean, good luck. And don't forget, too, when the government starts talking about the notion of national security, anytime there is an emergency declared by the president of the United States of America and you do something to irk them, they can always argue that you are a threat to the national security of the United States of America. COVID's a great example of this. And while during the COVID pandemic, they did not have the ability to put you in jail for posting things on the internet that they didn't like, all they could do really was just censor you and shadow ban you. Under this bill, as I read it, as privacy experts have warned, as civil libertarians have warned, if you're on there posting things that are contrary to what the government is telling you in a time of a national emergency, they have every right to come after you under this bill. You are a threat to the United States of America. You're a threat because you're using the World Wide Web. And remember what the national security people said a long time ago. It's the World Wide Web. So whether you're in the United States or Tunisia, it's the same thing. So if you're putting out there things that dictate or contradict official government policy under the presidential emergency declaration on a pandemic, whether it's you're posting things that refute their mask enforcements or their mask requirements or their vaccine requirements or their lockdown orders or anything else, and you're posting all that stuff online, you're a threat to the national security of America. And in the past, where they could shadow ban you, they can kick your doors in now and take you away, all because we said, oh, well, China might be spying on us using TikTok, so let's ban the app. And in the meantime, give the government massive amounts of power over all of us. It was never about banning TikTok, though. If it was, you'd have a one-page bill. TikTok is now hereby banned in the United States of America. The problem is they don't know how to ban it. And the question I kept asking last week was, how do you ban this app? How do you do it? And I heard lots of different ideas. Well, take it out of the App Store. Can't use the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store. And then the app will sort of go away. Although I disagree with that, because I think with young people today, anytime anything is banned, they want to do it more. I mean, I remember when I was 17, and if you told me I couldn't do something, I wanted to do it 10 times more. That's just the nature of being young and rebellious, obviously. But you can still get an app off the internet. And there's all kinds of servers around the world where you can get stuff from. You can get videos from these servers around the world. You can get songs from these servers around the world. You can get all kinds of different things. And the question that everybody's wondering now as they read this bill is, if you use a VPN, it's a virtual privacy network, which shields you from theoretically the government and your internet service provider, you might be breaking federal law under this new bill. Because they can't track you. They are not able to track you, and many times VPNs are based overseas for a reason, to evade the watchful eyes of government. And if you do that and you're dealing with a foreign adversary, even if you don't know you are, it doesn't matter. Ignorance of the law is no excuse, right? You might have just committed a crime and you could be facing 20 years in prison and $1 million fine, all under the guise of keeping us safe from China spying on us through TikTok. I know that there's always this kind of gut instinct a lot of times to go, well, national security, ban it, or national security, empower the government. But we have to learn our lesson here. After everything we've seen, I mean, right now we have a House committee on the weaponization of government going through how the government colludes with big tech to spy on Americans and control information, sends the FBI to people's houses and kicks in their door if you're a pro-life leader, they don't like you. Has the IRS show up at your house if you're a journalist, demands the names of all the journalists that Elon Musk gave the Twitter files to, using the Federal Trade Commission and whatever authority they think they have over this. I mean, it'll make us miss the days when the FDA police raided the Amish milk farm for selling raw cheese. And we should not be giving the government any more power at this point. I mean it, not one, not a single, until we rein them in. And I mean, radically reform them. We should not give them the power to do a damn thing. I mean, nothing. I'll take my chances with China spying on me. I really will. Or my kids, if they use TikTok or something. And I'm all for governments banning their employees from using the app. It makes sense as far as I can tell. Makes total sense. So a ban on TikTok for government employees, knock yourself out. I have zero problem with that whatsoever. You don't have to work for the government if you don't want to. That's a choice you make. No problem. It's not even a First Amendment issue, because there's lots of things you agree to in the course of your employment with somebody. So it's not even a First Amendment issue. You can still express yourselves in a number of different ways. But nobody has said how you ban this app, really, for the general public. And B, why would you give the government of the United States of America even a scintilla of more power over you and a scintilla of more ability to spy on you and know what you're doing online, given everything we are talking about right now? In the course of trying to stop China, we're going to let our government be more like China and have more control over what we do online. I mean, I think it's nuts. I really do. I think it's nuts. But I think it's something very obvious has happened here. Once again, we were duped. It's like after 9/11, we were so scared to death of terrorists. We said, Patriot Act, oh yeah, do it, whatever you got to do. Why should I be able to check out a library book without the government knowing? Keep me safe from terrorists, whatever you got to do. And years later, when the government's doing all their metadata gathering and spying on all of us and spying on our phone calls and listening to our phone calls and doing all this, it was, I don't want to get blown up by a terrorist. Whatever you got to do. If you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to fear. Fast forward to 2016 and Russia collusion and this Hamilton 68 project and this nonsense and the lies that they spew. And you see how they spy on the Trump campaign using the FISA Act and the FISA courts and these FISA warrants. And you see what they did to him and they're spying on his campaign. And you realize, wow, all this power we gave them now is weaponized and used against us. Exactly like I told you it would be in my earliest days on the radio here. And then we find out it gets even worse, how the government will use its own power to try to undermine a sitting president of the United States of America, how the government will try to label people domestic violent extremists and look at their Facebook posts, how they'll say moms and dads at school board meetings are terrorists. They'll raid homes of people with guns drawn and put them in shackles and chains just to march them in front of the cameras. We see all these things. We know what happens. And yet there's still that reflexive instinct to say, oh, China's spying on us. Well, ban it. Okay, ban. Yeah, ban. Good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do it. Do it. Whatever you got to do to keep me safe from China. Meanwhile, China's got access to all of our data. You don't think that they buy it from Xfinity? You don't think they buy it from Verizon? You don't think they buy it from Apple and maybe not Apple, but every other entity out there that is selling data and that everything you do online, they don't get. But they always play this game. The game is scare you and you'll surrender your liberty. I mean, it's exactly what they said in Captain America, the Winter Soldier. I have to do my daily superhero reference. So in that movie, Cap and Black Widow, Natasha, who looks phenomenal in that movie, by the way, they go to the old barracks where they were doing all the original S.H.I.E.L.D. projects, and Armin Zola, a computer image of him, comes on and explains. What we, Hydra, realized is that if you try to take people's liberty voluntarily, they'll fight you. But convince them, scare them, let them know the threat is out there and create all this calamity in the world all the time, and they will surrender their liberty voluntarily in order for you to keep them safe. And I'm not doubting that China's spying on us using TikTok. I'm just saying China's, I think, spying on us using a lot of different methods. But I think we fell into the trap of, once again, hearing the bad thing, being told the worst possible outcomes, and then going like a puppy, like Pavlov's dog. Oh, well, protect me, government. What do you need? What do you need? Oh, we need a 55-page bill that gives us more power over you and the ability to spy on you, collect data on you, and potentially turn you into a criminal. Okay, whatever you need. Just keep me safe from China spying on me. And we fall into this trap, I think, over and over again. I really do. And that's why, when you think about it, does China care if TikTok is banned? Not really. China knows people will still use their app. They know that people will. They're not worried about it. They're really not. I mean, they do this big show on Capitol Hill with all these lobbyists and everything like that. But in their mind, whatever data that they want to get and harvest, they can get. There's no stopping them from getting it, except if you actually do things like use a VPN, for example. But under this bill, if you do that, you might become a criminal. So actually, in many ways, you're, by doing this, you're actually empowering China to have more control and to have more of your data. Because one of the biggest safeguards right now, a VPN, a virtual private network, which enables you to escape the watchful eye of government, well, that is gone. So good luck. I mean, good luck here with all this. It's a terrible, terrible bill. And of course, once again, the establishment's completely behind it. The Uniparty is completely behind it. All in. They're all in, as they always are. Ask yourself why. These are the very same people that brought you the greatest hits, like the Patriot Act, for example. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, if you want to weigh in. Got a lot more to get to, including what President Trump said to Sean Hannity the other night, James O'Keefe with his latest new bombshell about how Democrats are now using money laundering for campaigns. Don't go away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
So, by the way, I'm doing a trip to D.C. You can join me. It's Saturday, June 3rd. It's going to be a fun bus trip to go see the Phillies take on the Nationals and maybe do a little D.C. sightseeing as well. Here's how it's going to work. We're going to get on the bus in South Philly on Saturday morning. We'll have drinks and food on the bus. We'll go see the game. We'll hang out. We'll have a great time together. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I would love for you to join me. Please do. And listen, if you have thinking about a fun thing to do for dad for Father's Day and they're fans of the show, come on. This is the way to do it. Ready? It's all you got to do. It's only $199 a person, which includes round trip deluxe motor coach on Saturday, June 3rd. Lower level outfield ticket will be seated as a group for the game. Marinucci's hoagies, soft pretzels, and snacks for the bus. Drinks for the bus ride, bus driver's gratuity, and secure parking at the pickup location for the duration of the trip. It's going to be a lot of fun, a great time together, see the Phillies on the road, and we can boo the National fans together, and we can make fun of the Nationals fans. It'll be a good time, and good camaraderie on the bus. So if you've been thinking about a great thing to do for Father's Day, this is the way to do it, all right? And all you got to do is just go to fansofphilly.com, P-H-A-N, fansofphilly.com, and you'll be able to see this. This is a company that specializes in doing road trips to see Philadelphia teams on the road. So we're going to see the Phillies on June 3rd. It'll be a lot of fun. Please do it. Do it today. Phillies play in D.C. at 4:05 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd, and I would love for you to join me for this day trip. We'll leave in the morning. And then we'll have a great time enjoying food and drinks and beverages and adult beverages. We'll arrive in D.C. a few hours before the game, make a couple sightseeing stops as well as, you know, as a group, and then we'll go see the game together. And it's a luxury motor coach. It'll be a lot of fun. So please join me for that. It's going to be Saturday, June 3rd. Saturday, June 3rd. Just go to fansofphilly.com, fansofphilly.com, and you'll be able to book it. All right? Great Father's Day present, right? Hang out together with me and your dad and you and your dad and be a lot of fun. All right. Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House fembot, was asked a question earlier regarding gun confiscation, and she was not able to answer the question. Before I do that, though, I have to read some tweets on the air because we first of all, ever since I made the joke about dressing up like Cher, Twitter has been blowing up. Blowing up. And it really is Michael Pelka's fault, as usual. He started this whole thing, stunt brain. He said, if Rich performs Turn Back Time in the Cher outfit from the Phillies opening day, I'll bet we could raise another $10,000 for the Travis Manning Foundation. I will pledge the first $1,000 to get things started. What say you, Rich? Who's with me? And then Larry Menti retweeted it and said, I will, but only if it's this Cher outfit. And then he put Cher with the abs and everything like that. And then Sid superimposed my face on that. And it's just outrageously gross to see my face on this.
In that photo, you don't have abs anymore either.
No, because I've got my dad bod. You know? So can we do a couple Who Won Twitters?
Certainly.
I have it here somewhere too. Hang on. Hang on. Here we go.
Who won social media?
Anastasia B says, I don't know what I'd shell out more money for, Rich not putting on a Cher dress or Rich not singing.
M- mark me down for the dress.
Pretty good, actually, right there. Pretty good. Jay says, Rich, thumbs up on the Batman clip. Also, love your conversations with Wilfred Riley. Well, the Batman clip was all Henry. He picked it out, so well done.
I'm vengeance.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't go with that one, which I thought you would. I'm glad you did. Well,
we played it yesterday. Yeah,
we did. You're right. We did. EJ, hang on.
Who won
social media?
For many years, it's been the dream of Rich Zeoli to sing so badly. After hearing his rendition of Turn Back Time, I believe he's achieved that goal. Old man Dudley, nope, not interested in the Zeoli pasta abs. Abs in air quotes. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it.
Why did Cher block you, by the way?
I have no idea. I really don't know. But
did you tweet at her or something?
Probably, and I think I made fun of her age.
Oh.
I think I said if she turns back time, she'd be only 70 in that video. Oh. Now, she's a vile person. She is. She's vile. And the thing about it is I really loved her in Moonstruck. And I'm not a guy who will not watch a movie or show because of an actor or something like that. I just don't care. So I still love Moonstruck, but she just annoys me. As an actor, she's fine, but as a human being, she's one of the worst. You know what I mean? So
she's super annoying on Twitter. As someone who can still see Cher's tweets, trust me, you're not missing anything.
I can't see it.
I know you're blocked.
And Sid said, I superimposed the belly too. Thanks, Sid. Appreciate that. Santo with a great warning. Rich, think about what will happen when China hacks one of those ancestry DNA databases. Wait and see the next virus they develop for us. It's a great point. And Paul D. Bartolo says, Rich, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, ignorance of the law is my only excuse. Very good. Excellent. Here's a White House fembot, Karine Jean-Pierre, when asked the question about gun confiscation. Take a listen.
Does the president support not just banning the sale and manufacture of semi-automatic weapons, but further than that, confiscation?
Let me just be very clear. What we're talking about, AR-15s, these assault weapons ban, they are weapons of war, and they should not be on the streets across the country, in our communities. They should not be in schools. They should not be in grocery stores. They should not be in churches. That's what the president believes. And he has done more than any other president the first 2 years on an executive order. And as you know, we all know how government works. There's only so much that he can do. And so now it's time for Congress to do the work. And he's happy to sign. Once that happens, he's happy to sign that legislation that says, okay, we're going to remove assault weapons. We're going to have an assault weapons ban.
So it doesn't sound like they're shooting down the idea of confiscation right there. That's what I heard. James O'Keefe dropped another bomb, this time exposing a potential massive money laundering scheme by Democrats into political campaigns from his new venue, O'Keefe Media Group. Take a listen.
FEC data shows that some senior citizens across the U.S. have been donating thousands of times per year. Some of these individuals' names and addresses are attached to over $200,000 in contributions. We went and knocked on a few of their doors to corroborate the data that we received from a group of citizen journalists called Election Watch in Maryland.
This is James O'Keefe with OMG. I'm here in Annapolis, Maryland. An individual who has donated a total of $217,000 made through 12,000 different contributions in a three-year period of time. Now, sometimes these contributions have been made in variations of his name and variations of his address. You see this chart here. This chart shows a breakdown of the committees that were earmarked to receive the donations made through Act Blue. And this is all FEC and state data. We're wondering if these donors are victims of what appears to be a money laundering scheme, or these residents actually participated in the scheme.
Cindy Ngo of Annapolis, Maryland, who in the year 2022 allegedly contributed over 1,000 times to Act Blue, totaling $18,849.77. That means Cindy would have had to donate three times a day, every day for the whole year.
Hello? Hey there, Cindy. My name's James O'Keefe, and we're doing a story on the amount number of people that have donated with your address. Did you donate to Act Blue, a political cause? How many times a month do you donate to Act Blue?
I don't know. I don't know how many times. I don't understand why I'm getting this.
Well, the question is, you did donate to Act Blue, right?
Yes, once in a while, yes.
Did you donate 1,009 times?
I don't know. I mean, once in a while I donate $5 or so or something like that during election year.
What about $18,850?
I doubt that.
Not that many donations.
No, I don't think so.
There you go. You should watch the whole video. It's very, very good. We'll try to get James O'Keefe on the show very soon. Mark says, Mark on Twitter, at MarkADA21169581 says, Rich, let me get this straight. We're going to ban TikTok and other apps so foreign adversaries like China, Russia, etc. can't access our data. What about our domestic adversaries such as the ATF, CIA, CDC, FBI, NSA, etc., etc.? Well, yeah, you're running out of three-letter agencies. That's the thing. And Sid says, Sarah and I are coming to the Phillies trip to D.C. on June 3rd. Excellent. Wonderful. That'll be great. Fansofphilly.com, P-H-A-N, fansofphilly.com. It'll be a great, great time for you. Listen, if you want to make lifetime memories with your family, your friends, and your loved ones, now is the time to book a getaway at My Happy Place, the beautiful Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Book a spring break getaway now, or it's never too early to book a June and July midweek stay. But here's why you should think about spring break. Because the kids are going to be home and bored, and they're going to drive you crazy, so you better have something fun to do with them. And the Grand Hotel of Cape May has a huge, beautiful indoor heated pool and an arcade room for the kids, a restaurant right on site with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And when you book at a bar, because you're going to be with the kids, so you're definitely going to need that. And when you book the kids' spring break package, which is available Sunday, April 2nd through Sunday, April 16th, they're going to throw in free breakfast for everybody in your party, which is great. And if you stay two nights, you're going to save 5% off regular rates. Stay three or four nights, save 10% off the regular rates. And save five or more nights, save 15% off regular rates. And like I said, breakfast is included every day. And the best part is, Cape May's got so much to do. There's arcades, there's miniature golf, there's you can walk on the beach, there's a lighthouse you take the kids and see. You can, great restaurants, shops, all kinds of fun things, plenty of ice cream. It really is a wonderful way for you to make lifetime memories with your kids over spring break. And don't forget, they also have their June and July midweek packages available, because before you know it, it's going to be summertime and we are all going to love being down in Cape May. I've got 5 live broadcasts coming up, including one in July. And if you do the June and July midweek specials, you stay two nights, three nights, or four nights. Every night you stay, you're going to save off their regular rates. Plus, you're going to get resort credits that you can use right on site. You can take the kids on a whale watching adventure. You can go to lunch, breakfast, lunch, or dinner right at Hemingway's restaurant. Drinks at the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand. You name it. You'll have a great time. And I should let you know, too, because this is important, I will be there. We're going to be there for our shows Friday, May 26th, Thursday, July 27th, Friday, September 1st, Friday, October 13th, and Friday, December 15th. So if you're doing a little planning and you want to come in July and see the live show, the week of July 27th will be perfect. You can do a midweek package. You'll get resort credits and you'll get discounts on the rooms. It'll be great. So just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com for the best rates. GrandHotelCapeMay.com or call them at 800-257-8550. Always, always, always book direct with them for the best rates and the packages. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Is this because the show's almost over? Is that why you've decided to play this song?
Same reason I played Tuesday's Gone yesterday at the same time.
There you go. I'm starving, by the way. This always happens at 7 o'clock at night. Isn't that something? Isn't that amazing how that happens? So now during the break, I was just looking at different restaurant menus.
What are you thinking?
I don't know.
I'm having the same debate. I kind of want tacos.
Tacos?
Yeah. I'm now, in a taco mood.
When you go to, you get tacos, you go to Taco Bell? Or?
I love Taco Bell, yeah.
I do too, although it will kill you.
Yeah, that's not real food.
I mean, it'll
it's so
you.
Good, though.
It's great. It's just when I eat it, I'm like, this isn't food.
Right. Yeah, I have real questions as to what is actually in its chicken quesadilla. It doesn't taste like chicken I've had anywhere else. It's delicious, but might not be chicken.
It might not be chicken.
It's beyond chicken.
They're not a sponsor, right? I can say that.
Oh, wait, hang on a second. You know, I love Taco Bell. And the crunchiness and the... This 6 o'clock hour is a little weird, though, because if I go long in my opening monologue, then I have nothing I can do in the final segment.
Well, yeah. Spoiler alert, you went long in your opening monologue to the 6 o'clock hour evening. Yeah, you went very long. It was like 25 minutes, I think.
Was it really?
Yep.
You did three at least 25-minute segments today.
What a freaking windbag,
actually,
huh?
You might have done it all.
35-minute segment,
You
too.
Might have done it all 4 hours, actually. The opening of each hour, you might have done a 25-minute plus segment.
I mean, what a windbag.
The drive at 5, that one was obscene. Yeah. Because technically, we are supposed to be out at the 30 mark. The drive at 5 is 30 minutes. You took that to 35, I believe.
Well, we
today?
Yeah.
No, that's Wilford Riley's fault, not mine.
You can blame Riley.
Yeah, I'm a victim
blame
in that.
Blame who you want, but we were very late exiting the drive at 5.
I think my opening monologue today, I looked at the clock and it was like 28 minutes after or something like that when I think I broke. what are you going to do?
Yeah, no, we're getting out on time. We're fine.
You should just do like 3 hours straight tomorrow, and for the 4 o'clock hour, we'll just air all the commercials we were supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, let's just do that. I'm
sure
fine with it.
Sponsors would love that.
Keep going until you pass out.
Well, the Grand Hotel is going to be fun.
That'll be very fun.
Now, DeSantis, you're coming to that.
I am. Of course I'm going to be there. It's so much fun. They have excellent food there as well.
They do. Food's great. And the drinks. I want them to come up with a drink, like special drinks, special Zioli Army cocktails. And I don't know how many martini drinkers we have in the audience, but a Zioli teeny, why not? Why not, right?
I'll give it a shot.
You know, when we were in mornings, people would do Bloody Marys and things like that, or... as Senator Ed Durr did, a mimosa, but because he's a real man. But now that we're back in afternoons, thank God, you can get some real quality beverages. Yeah. Because why not?
Last time, if I remember correctly.
I did.
I mean, in those morning shows, the first 2 hours of the show is just you going, is the bar open yet? Is it 8 o'clock? Dawn, is it 8 o'clock?
I was a countdown clock.
Seriously.
Well, listen, I don't know. I got nothing else. I mean, I got a lot of stuff, but I have no time to do it, so.
What time do we have to be out, Henry?
56.
Oh,
you got 90 seconds to kill, Rich. Anything on your mind?
That I haven't gone over in the last three hours and 55 minutes.
Exactly.
Of the show. Yeah, just if you missed anything, get the podcast, please, and check it out, including the interview that I did with Wilford Riley today. We had a great time. That'll be on YouTube as well. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. And definitely do that for WPHT.
Yesterday's monologue is up there now if you want to watch it.
Yesterday's is up there as well. So you can see the windbag in action. And also me in my Cher outfit. You'll never see that, I promise you. Nobody wants to see that.
The people want to see it.
Yeah, people are, for the right price, people want to see it.
$10,000 is a pretty good price to put on a Cher outfit, Rich.
Please don't give Greg Stocker any ideas. Don't for next year's Travis Manning Foundation Radio.
Don't you want to raise $10,000 more for the troops?
Oh, look at that. We're out of time. Oh, what a shame.
Still have 30 seconds.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, but I got to give the Twitter handle. I got to
answer the question, yes or no.
I got to post.
Don't be Kareem Jean-Pierre. Yes or no.
The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. You can follow me on Twitter at Rich Zioli for all these pressing questions that I will choose to dodge and not answer. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Back tomorrow with you from 3 until 7. Have a great night. Enjoy the rest of it. And we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 till 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.